Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Hello, Vincent. How are you?
Good afternoon, Philip. How are you?
If there was a competition, I think, for the most out-of-date voucher to be honoured by a shop, you would have to be the hands-down winner.
Are you very kind? Although I think after the subjects we've been discussing, it's a little trivial. But still, in fairness, I was doing a long overdue declutter in a chest of drawers in my bedroom a couple of weeks ago. And I discovered a card from my late mother-in-law. And on it were a number of Eason stamps. They were voucher stamps stuck to it. And they were in pounds, which means the euro was brought out in 2002, so previous to that. So it's at least somewhere between 20 and 30 years old. And being too embarrassed to approach Eason's myself with these, I asked my wife to go, which she courageously did, and asked manager, would these be of any use? And straight away he said, absolutely. And I thought it was very generous, because I was sure she'd be told to take a hike after all that time.
Absolutely, straight away, no problem about it, we'll honour that.
No problem whatsoever.
Not a
they
bother.
Were in euro, he even went off and converted them, they were in pounds. He converted
one
the
euro 27 to the pound.
1.27, yeah. And then gave her the value of the current in euro, which was terrific. And funny, my wife just reminded me after that, we had another one that was only 10 years old that I found a couple of months ago, and another Dunleary shop and another Irish company, which was Golden Discs. And it was a Christmas present from a daughter of mine. And again, when we went in,
so
and
it's not just your late mother-in-law's presents that you throw into the back of drawers, it's your daughter's as well.
Absolutely, yeah. But I can't understand, with all the legislation that's been changed and the so-called tightened-up vouchers, I can't understand why vouchers can't be valued forever. I mean, what do companies want? They have your money of the person who bought them. Surely it's no big deal to keep a ledger and know that you've such and such a voucher for X amount of money for a certain date, and then just check that ledger whenever it's presented.
And when you think about the customer loyalty that treating people like that actually engenders, it makes all kinds of business sense, doesn't it?
It does, of course.
Do you know what's the most fascinating part of this story, though, that I need to rewind to, is you're too embarrassed to go into Eason's, so you say to the missus, here, go into Eason's for me.
And yeah, she willingly
and happily does this.
She did. I went into Golden Disc with her for that one. But no, on the Eason ones, I was sure she'd be told to take a jump.
No, you are sure that you would be told to take
a
jump.
I would be told,
exactly. So you put her in the line of fire instead. It's not very chivalrous, Vincent Roach.
Probably not. And she'd enjoy this.
Is this a service that she provides, generally, doing embarrassing things for people?
Along with many others. She's great.
Are there students for whom she goes and buys condoms or
I don't think so, now.
Women who will, buy a dress for the wedding, and then she'll bring it back for them and exchange it?
Oh, no. No, I think she'd draw the line on that.
All right. Well, fair play to her, and fair play to Eason's as well.
Yeah.
At least 18 years, possibly up to 30 years of age.
Could be 25 or even 30.
All right.
We were trying to put a date on it, but we couldn't on the card. We had no idea.
All right. Vincent, thank you very much for your call. 51551 is
maybe,
the text number.
Maybe some other voucher sellers could take a leaf out of Eason's and Golden Disc.
Oh, I think that's implied in your call, absolutely.
Okay. Listen,
cheers.
Thanks a million.
1850 715 815. Okay, very quickly, the competition to find the oldest voucher ever honoured. I think we were at about 25 years. Maeve, how old was your voucher?
31.
31 years. For which company?
Irish Ferries.
And did they honour it?
They did. It was for my parents. My brother had bought it as a present for them, and I found it in the drawer. And
31 years ago, honoured.
Seven.
All right.
Of three generations.
Hugh, how old was yours?
It was a year and 7 days.
Ah, okay. Well, you're beaten hands down by Maeve in that case. Where was it for?
Kildare Village.
All right. Well, fair play to Kildare Village as well. But did they honour it?
No.
Oh, they didn't? Oh,
they refused
okay.
to honour
it. Oh, dear. All right. Got to wrap it up there. Thank you very much.